Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. I'm rather late doing this one tonight. I have got IT issues again with my video editing, computer. Luckily, it's not the end of the world. It's just frustrating because I really like that computer. But I can always go back to my old monitor or something. It's just annoying, just a little annoying. What happened is I upgraded my monitor. I got this new Fandangy, brilliant little monitor. Well, it's not little, it's a 34-inch monitor that everything plugs into. I thought it was going to be great. And then I've discovered that it's when I try and edit a video, it's crashing all the time. It's causing issues. So I've been trying to figure it out. I'm not exactly the most clued up person when it comes to IT and software. So I don't really know what I'm doing. But I have a word with my brother. He is an IT guy. He probably will be able to fix it and tell me what's going wrong. It's just frustrating, very frustrating. Now, today it was time to sow a final seed for the month, actually. It's asparagus, and the variety is Conover's Colossal. Now, I grow asparagus from seed pretty much every year these days. I love growing asparagus. Really, really fun one to grow. And asparagus is quite expensive, which makes it all the more reason to try and grow it from seed. And eventually, I mean, I've got quite a bit of asparagus growing on the allotment. I've grown from crowns. I've got some that I've planted in a bed here in the garden. Basically, it is a good one to grow. And it will last each crown for a good 20 years if it is looked after well. So growing it from seed, all I did is I filled up one of my plug plant starter trays with seed sowing compost, dipped a hole, dropped a single seed into each hole, and then tamped it down and placed it inside my heated propagator. I would expect germination to be a couple of weeks, but be patient, it will eventually grow. And as it grows, first of all, it will look incredibly wispy, incredibly thin. But as it grows, in its first year, it will stay like that. It will be very thin, very wispy. But as it grows bigger and bigger, we need to pot it up and eventually get it outside when we feel the weather is strong enough. Now, asparagus is quite hardy, but it just needs a bit of protection while it is young at this stage. But as it gets bigger and bigger, we will then get it outside. In the meantime, I'm going to prepare a bed where the asparagus is going to grow. Now, asparagus, as I said, will be in the ground for a long time. It's well worth preparing the bed thoroughly, removing as many weeds and roots as possible, stones, just adding plenty of compost and manure. Really look, get that bed in a good condition so that when the asparagus goes in, it's got a good chance. And then once frost is all passed, we can plant our asparagus out, keep it well watered during the first year, and it should establish. Now, unfortunately, it does take 3 years for asparagus to establish before we can start harvesting. My asparagus was planted out this year. Some of the seedlings, to be honest, are a year old, so we could potentially be harvesting some this year, but I don't think so, looking at the size of the stems that I got this year. So I'm going to hold off, probably. We want good, thick stems before we start harvesting our asparagus. When they are good, thick, as thick as at least as thick as a pencil, but you know what I mean with asparagus, good, thick spears, then we start harvesting them when they are young. Really, you only want them less than 20 centimeters tall, and harvest those and eat them straight away. Absolutely delicious. You only get a very short growing period for asparagus, sort of middle of April, end of April till end of May, maybe into the middle of June. After that, we don't harvest our asparagus. We leave it to really sort of bulk up and feed those roots so that it gets through the winter. Now, one of the things to note is that asparagus does hate weeds, so you do need to keep on top of the weeds. It is a coastal plant, so I do like to mulch with some seaweed as well. In the winter time, I pull over a layer of seaweed, and that seems to help. The salt doesn't cause any problems. The seaweed just seems to love it. But also a good layer of compost manure yearly as well helps with the asparagus too. Really bulks it up. Worm compost too, plenty of nutrients. It's actually quite easy to grow. As I said, it is very, very hardy, but easy to grow. And I do think it is one that we should be growing more of. As I said, it will last for a long time. I get pretty good germination rates as well with asparagus. So all these seeds that you've got should germinate and you end up with some good quality asparagus. Of course, you may only need one or two plants yourself. The rest you can give out to friends or do whatever you like with. Now, on a Sunday night, of course, I do like to set a bit of a mission for you throughout the week, something that you could do yourselves. And I've given it a bit of thought, and I thought this week what we might do is have a bit of a mission. This is the opportunity for you to contact me, send me your pictures or anything like that. I have got more emails to get back to. If I haven't got back to you, I will very, very soon, probably tomorrow. But what I want you to do this week is start evaluating how much space you really have for your seedlings. Now, for me, I have got, in our kitchen, I've got a shelf that I grow a lot of my seedlings on with heated propagators and grow lights. And then next to that, I have a part of the kitchen worktop, which is also where I move my seedlings. At the moment, these are all full up with all my young chili plants and things like that. And gradually, we're going to need to move them somewhere a little bit bigger for them, give them a chance to move somewhere else. This may be out to my cold frames, out to my shed, all depending on the weather. We're keeping a close eye on the weather to see what happens. Any plants that go out there, we need to monitor. We need to make sure they are safe, to make sure they'll get through the cold weather. We don't put it all in one. We try and see what happens. But that's my idea for you, for a bit of homework, a bit of a challenge. Just evaluate how much space you actually have for your seedlings at the moment. Of course, as the seedlings grow, and as we get further on into the season, we have more options. But at the moment, space is tight. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. I will be back again off a podcast, the main podcast for you on Monday. And then we've got a supporters club on Thursday. So until then, please take care.